And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. These are the days. You know why? Because it's Taste of the Beach week. A little different interpretation from the song, but it still applies. And if you think I'm excited, it's because I have my good friend Jessica Simpson here. She is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, some little organization I'm a little familiar with.
You know a little something about
it. But I'm so excited you're here. Wow, Taste of the Beach. I just got goosebumps. Taste of the Beach is here. It starts tonight. We've got a whole half hour to really get into the details, that's the things right. that we've always done, the things that are new. And you're off.
I heard you. First of all, thank you for having me.
Of course. Appreciate it.
Always love being here. I heard you earlier say it was October 9th, and from all of the planning that we've done, we've planned for October 9th as the start. And so to hear you this morning say, it's already October 9th, it hit me more.
Yeah, I suddenly have that mini heart attack.
Than anyone else, probably.
No, I understand.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's here.
Yeah. We were laughing too, because, well, if you don't know, I used to be the president of the Pensacola Beach Chamber for about 3 years prior to Jessica taking over the mantle, who has done a fabulous job. And so the reason I'm laughing, because old habits die hard, and whenever you have an event that's outdoors, you're constantly checking the weather, not just the day before, months out.
That's right.
The almanac first.
There should be a special medical plan, health insurance policy for those of us that plan events that are strictly outdoors, because being at the beach, there's no need or desire to ever be indoors.
Correct.
And so it adds just that extra layer of stress.
And the thing, too, is so often I would work out there and it'd be raining in Pensacola and sunny on the beach.
Absolutely. Not to mention, let's do it right in the middle of September or October, which is
the H season.
Hurricane season.
Right? So anyway, we were laughing about that because the good news is only a little smidgen, 20% this afternoon.
That's right.
For that. And then the rest of the weekend, 0%.
Correct. Chance. One of the most accurate weather apps that we use has said that we would have a little light rain at 6 o'clock tonight. Although not a big deal for like our trolley dinner, because you know the trolleys are inside, but for the sunset cruise, that can make you or break you, even a little 20% chance. But that this morning, I checked the weather at 4 a.m.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what you do. Was gone and looks like it's still gone. Yay! So looks like we will. It'll be a little breezy on Friday for the trolley dinner. But on Saturday, it will be beautiful. And you know better than anybody that I have said over the last 2 years, we have had beautiful weather for this event.
It's incredible.
And at some point, that is going to run out.
But not this year.
not this year.
So let's get to the event. Some folks have said, I've heard of Taste of the Beach, but what is it exactly? So we kick things off tonight with an exciting event. And in my understanding, there's still tickets available.
We have about 15 tickets available to what we call our Coastal Sunset Cruise. That gives us a chance to celebrate the talents of Chef Julio Lucero, who is at Coastal Restaurant on property at Portofino Island Resort, which is a little exclusive property that you can't go to that restaurant unless you're staying there or live there. So this sunset cruise gives the ability for anyone to be able to experience Chef Julio and the Premier Dolphin Cruise crew and those guys that work for Premier Island Management Group. So it's a fun little sunset cruise, 2 hours. No one really knows, or a little known fact, that the dock behind the new Bounce Beach,
which used to be Felix's, which used to be Hemingway's.
Correct. It's like that street in Pensacola.
Yes, exactly.
We think Bounce is going to stay around.
I hope so. They sound like fun.
Eventually, we're going to just call it the Bounce Beach building. Anyways, the dock behind there is owned by Premier One and Portofino. So that's where we take off from. So we get a little added feature of checking in at Bounce.
Oh, fun.
And they have the most beautiful rooftop bar and deck. So that's where we'll check in tonight, starting at 4:30. Again, there's still 15 tickets left. So check out our website, tastofpensacolabeach.com.
tastofpensacolabeach.com. Okay.
And then you can get tickets and we'll kick it off up there at the rooftop at Bounce. And then we'll leave from the boat at about 5:30, sail around the sound with five options of appetizers from Chef Julio.
Yum.
There is a complimentary open bar. And then we've got a steel drummer, Mitch Rentschler, will be our steel drum and guitar entertainment on the boat.
Nice.
And so we'll, again, sail through under the Bob Sykes Bridge like we did last year and check out a front row view of what I anticipate will be a beautiful sunset.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Yep. And right after that, by the way, I'm going to be hosting up for the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival at Bounce Beach Bar.
That's right.
They're having their songwriters from 7:30 to 9-ish something, but they're having a special dinner. So that's $65 a ticket for that dinner.
Is that sold out yet?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
But you should go check it out.
But in the meantime, get a ticket to go to the Sunsets Cruise.
Absolutely. And the boat will get to the dock at 7:30, if not 2 or 3 minutes before, so Meg can make her way up there to the deck.
This person running up the stairs.
That'll be her. But what a great partnership.
Oh, yeah.
To have the Songwriters Fest on the beach during our weekend. Renita Cross puts that on. She called us months in advance. Hey, does this... It's okay.
I think it's a win-win.
Which I appreciated, but the answer was absolutely yes.
Great.
So there's a lot to do on the island, and it kicks off tonight, October 9th.
And shout out to our friend Rob Babcock with Premier Island Management Group.
Right.
Rob has been the force behind it because we've done this for several years and has always worked with the Chamber to make special events happen on the beach.
Very, very good to us. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that's tonight with Sunset Dinner Cruise. What's next?
So then tomorrow, the ever popular, I cannot believe it's October 10th, man, on all of my spreadsheets, and it's like, not till October 10th, not till October, and here we are. So tomorrow is our ever popular, what we call the VIP trolley dinner.
Okay, and so explain that, because what are we eating on trolley? What's going on?
No.
That's what someone said, do you eat on the trolley?
The history of it is that it wasn't a trolley dinner. Mm-hmm. It was in a banquet hall at the Hilton.
And, that's right.
And it was a 5-course meal, and each course was prepared by a different restaurant. And I've heard lots of compliments from the restaurant side that it was really fun to kind of work with those other guys and see them. You don't work with them very often.
Yeah, the chefs don't get to see each other very often.
And so over time, it's sort of, we have trolleys on the island and during the summer. And so someone made had the idea that we should get on trolleys and travel to each of those restaurants. So that's what we do. That's what we do now today. It is a trolley transported dinner to 5 different restaurants.
So cool.
And so there's 5 different departure times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be the one with the little, not a cruise director, but
almost.
I will be at Flounders, which is where we start this year. Each trolley will start at Flounders to experience the talents of Chef Dennis Moore. And so there's 5 trolley departure times, 4:45 every 45 minutes. 4:45, 5:30, 6:15, 7 o'clock, and 7:45. And they'll go from Flounders for 45 minutes. Then they'll travel to Shaggy's, where they'll get to see what Sean Wheeler has planned.
And they always go
always out.
See, this is the interesting piece of this is that the chefs compete with each other. It's competitive. So they may serve something from their menu, but more likely they'll serve some special dish that they've been working on, by the way, all year.
Absolutely.
Because Chef Sean
Wheeler's one of them.
He always calls, he's like, try this. You think this will work for Taste of the Beach? I'll be like, yes, Chef.
I love that. This is such a great event where they get to own and be creative. And it works best when they do that,
yes,
right? Not when we're like convincing them to please do this.
Please, so begging them. No, they want to do it.
That's not the case with any of these and any of them that are at the Saturday event. But so our second stop for each one of those trolleys will be Shaggy's. And then we'll climb back on the trolley and head over to Salt, which is inside the Hilton. I saw Chef Johnny Key yesterday.
Last year they had and they all do music and they have wine pairings and things too. So they had a beautiful guitar player out there.
That's right.
Outside.
I anticipate it will likely look the same, but the menu item is should knock your socks off.
Okay.
That's all I'll say. And it's a surprise from them. So we get to hear from the chefs when we're at each of our stops.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a part of the experience. And then our next stop is Crabs, Chef Lou Roberts.
Nice.
Always a fun time. They'll also have a steel drummer. Usually Caver is out there.
Uh-huh.
And so they do it well every year. And then we added a fifth stop, which is the Pensacola Beach Resort, where we get to talk to and see Chef Tiny Goolsbee, who will do the dessert and is a trained pastry chef. So that is his expertise.
Sounds great. Yes. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, talking right now about Taste of the Beach on Pensacola Beach this weekend. Kicks off tonight with the Sunset Dinner Cruise. Jessica was just filling us in on the details for tomorrow night's VIP trolley dinner. And the tickets, I believe, are still available for that.
A couple
tickets left. And then we're going to talk about Saturday's event up next. So don't go away. This is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So happy to have my friend Jessica Simpson here. She's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. And we are talking about this weekend and Taste of the Beach on Pensacola Beach. First up tonight, we've got the Sunset Dinner Cruise. Tomorrow, the Pensacola Beach VIP Trolley. And that's not all.
And there's more. Wait, there's more.
Jessica, tell us about... Game show. Tell us about our next prize.
Oh, gosh. The next one is the biggest one. That
yes,
is
ma'am.
Saturday's, what we've now coined the food festival, Taste of the Beach Food Festival. It gives you a very easy way to understand that we will have 15 of our island restaurants out around the Gulfside Pavilion from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., each selling smaller plates. No
nice.
Plate will be above $10 so
mm-hmm.
that you can sort of make your way around and try all of those different restaurants. We've also got some of our bar friends, Sneaky Tiki, McGuire's Pub will be there
serving
up our beer and their different kinds of local microbrews. And then we've got Bamboo Willie's with their Frozen Zone.
Always good.
Which is always a favorite.
And they have mocktails. Like they have a alcohol-free Frozen Zone, which I have to take advantage of every year.
That's okay. Still just as good.
It's just as good.
They do it very well. And then we have our friends from the Gulfbreeze High School swim team who run the water and soda tent.
And that's a tradition.
It's been
for many years. Whatever they make, that goes back to their team.
That's right. You can find the water and soda tent there. All of the proceeds go back to the high school swim team, which I met with them this week. Very cool to hear them say it's almost the end of their season. So this comes at a time where it sort of sets them up for the next year.
Oh, good.
Which is really beneficial when you're a nonprofit.
Yeah, for sure.
So I did the math. I'm thinking, I don't know how we do it these days. Like I'm thinking Taste of the Beach is in its 17th year because it started in 08.
We lost one because of a storm one year.
Right. And then there's like the COVID years.
Yep. The cover. But we also have just a shout out to Shelley Johnson because she is the publisher and owner of Island Times. But Shelley has been instrumental with the Pensacola Beach Chamber for many years. And there was a core group that started this to showcase the restaurants. So let's just say 20 years ago.
That's right. we can't do those continuous years anymore
because
of COVID.
But it used to be a couple of day festival.
I mean,
So we brought it back.
That's right.
When I came back, we brought it back 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's growing again and getting back to what it's
always. Yeah, it's a hit.
It's a hit.
We actually added a market this year. We'll have tents that are Beach Chamber retail entities.
Oh, great. Idea.
Yep, they'll have, and we just wanted sort of to make it a more well-rounded and include our chamber members that are not necessarily bars or restaurants.
Right,
so we'll have 5 of those out there. You can do a little shopping. There's a giant video screen like last year with college games going on. I don't know if there's any significant games going on this
weekend.
Excuse me,
you little war eagle, you. Are you kidding me?
It was laced with sarcasm.
Yeah. We are probably best friends, kindred spirits until Saturday.
That's right.
And then she's a war eagle, I'm a dog, and it's the oldest rivalry in the South, baby.
As much as I love those Auburn Tigers, we're going to spend a lot of time watching Jackson Arnold hold on to the football, unfortunately.
So. Well, you never know. We don't know what we are this year. We'll see.
So true. Welcome to our world.
Yeah, I know.
Never
we're there.
Know what you are.
But the day of, there's the Alabama game in the afternoon. There's a lot of things going on, so you don't have to miss it.
You can come
out and have great food.
That's right.
Still have your college football.
And then we have a really great partnership with the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival that you were just referencing. So they'll take over our stage at 2 o'clock.
Oh, cool. I didn't realize that. Yeah,
Pearl Clarkin and Company will be on stage.
Excellent.
And then they will... I think Pearl's on for an hour or two, maybe a little less, and then some more songwriters will take over. And Taste of the Beach will actually transition into a little event called Sound Bites at the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
So from 4 o'clock to 7, Sound Bites will be there, and a couple of restaurants will still be up. And the Songwriters Fest will have, I think there's 6 or 7 different songwriters, ending with Gary Nichols, who's a well-known one.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be at the Pavilion at Casino Beach.
Same
so it's
place.
An extension, even though the festival technically stops
four.
You
don't have
going.
To leave.
Okay,
good. That's right.
Good.
So that's one of the new things that we have for the festival. Another one is we've always tried to figure out how to have a People's Choice Award. We have judges, and there's a signature dish contest, and Meg is one of our judges.
I'm so excited.
Heavily coveted award. By our chefs. And
very
got,
serious competition.
Yes,
all.
They
very
have
serious.
Got really great options for you all.
Mm-hmm.
But then the regular plates that they have that people can purchase, we have what we call a food critic ticket.
So that's new this year.
That's correct. You can purchase a food critic ticket, which will give you a plate at every one of those restaurants. Mm-hmm. And you can share that with your family, your girlfriends, your group. I know Shelly Johnson's coming out with her grandchildren, so they bought a food critic ticket. And by 3 o'clock, you'll get a ballot to vote on your favorite of all the ones you tried. And then those, we'll award that at the very end at 4 o'clock, the People's Choice Award. So the restaurant that won the People's Choice Award. So we're looking forward to how that plays out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
When do we announce? So we have the judges, and then when do we announce that contest?
Our friend Brent Lane will be there to MC the signature dish.
There you go. Our
sister station.
Cat
that's
Country's
right.
going to be out there.
So he'll get there about 10:30 to 11. They'll start their tastings, and that will be announced at 12:30.
Excellent. Okay.
So there's something all throughout the day.
And there's entertainment throughout. Boogie Inc. will be there again.
That's correct.
So thanks to Bonnie McDonald. A good shout out to her. And
our friends at Dancingly Yours with Monette Hodges.
They're coming back.
Yes.
Will they open up the
kick
event?
Kick us off at 10 a.m.
That's my favorite. This is a tradition that's, I don't know how many years they've done it. So shout out to Monette. They are so stinking cute.
They are so cute.
I'm telling you.
They
it's
are.
It's the best.
And we've got little chef's classes starting when they finish.
Ooh, that's right.
So Lou Roberts at Crabs will teach crab cakes, which I would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tiny Goldsby, who is the pastry chef at Pensacola Beach Resort, will teach the ice cream sundae. So $10 a class.
And this is for little kids.
Little kids, yep. But great chef's aprons.
Yes, they're so cute.
They
I want to do it, though.
I know, same.
I want an adult cooking class.
Agreed.
Maybe next year.
That's a great idea, actually.
See? Okay, so much to talk. So where can we go to find out about all of this, to get the tickets for all these different events?
Yep, tasteofpensacolabeach.com is the easiest way.
Okay, well, we'll be back with a few more details. In case you haven't already decided to go, we're going to convince you before we're all said and done this morning. We're here with Pensacola Beach Chamber's Jessica Simpson on Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. It's Thursday, October 9th. The kickoff for Taste of the Beach is tonight. We're here at Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Jessica Simpson, president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber. We were just laughing during the break because there's so many things that happen on the day of Taste of the Beach. We mentioned Monette Hodges and the Dancingly Yours kids. So I had to ask her, I said, are we doing the crab races?
The crab races are in.
Yes. Okay.
Crab races at 1:30. There's so much. Starts at 10 and there's something different. It might be a food festival and those chefs might be what are
that's the highlight
celebration kind of it, but there is something for everybody from 10 to 4 and no breaks in between.
That's right. And it's free. Just come on
that's
out.
That's right. Free attendance.
Yes. And plenty of parking. So
that's right.
No problem there.
Yeah. So. We don't take up a single parking spot.
No. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people to thank for this. So right off the bat, we've got to thank the volunteers. Because remember, the Pensacola Jeep Chamber. Listen to
Jeep.
Me. Oh, jeez. I didn't say that. The Pensacola Beach Chamber. Oh, my goodness. It was going so well. The Pensacola Beach Chamber has only 2 full-time staff people, and the rest are volunteers, ambassadors, people who sign up on committees, chamber members, sponsors.
Absolutely.
I'm handing it off
to
you.
It is a true beach village.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, for Taste of the Beach, we have to say a big thank you to our friends at Innisfree Hotels. They always step up. They give a ticket to the World Food Championships to our signature dish-winning chef.
Yes. Oh, it's so exciting
for
them.
That is always a lot of fun. And then our friends at Beach Liquors now. Mm-hmm. Kelly's Beach Liquors have come on this year. They'll be out there with us. In addition, all of our VIP trolley dinner locations, Crabs, Shaggy's, Flounders, the Pensacola Beach Resort, and Salt. And then we have some other friends of ours that help us make this possible. Cintas Beach Laundry. And I would be remiss without adding the Santa Rosa Island Authority to that.
Yes, of course.
Partners in all of our tourism events. So along with our ambassadors and our two staff people. Makes me tired just saying it.
Yes.
These kind of events would not be possible without them. So
right.
We are very appreciative. We've got some fun merchandise for Taste of the Beach.
Yes,
thanks to those friends.
Yeah.
We used to have Taste of the Beach t-shirts. We've sort of pivoted to tumblers. If you know me, I'm a tumbler girl.
She
you
is.
Cannot have enough.
She is.
So we've got Yeti style Taste of the Beach tumblers that will be at our hospitality tent, aprons to go along with the food ambiance of it all. And we've got great ambassadors that will be working there for us.
Awesome. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. You don't want to miss it. So definitely. And take advantage tonight, the cruise. Start
absolutely. Still 15 or so tickets left.
Okay. So that's tonight. And then tomorrow's the VIP beach trolley dinner,
yep.
Which is very cool. Mm-hmm. And Saturday from 10 to 4.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I can't hardly stand it.
Beautiful days to come.
Okay, where can we find out more and more about the Pensacola Beach Chamber?
Yep, so PensacolaBeachChamber.com is our actual website, but Taste of Pensacola Beach is the festival website, so go there to see it all.
Okay, thank you so much, Jessica. I know you're busy, so I appreciate you coming
gotta
in
go.
This morning. Bye. Love you. All right, don't miss out. Taste of the Beach this weekend, plus the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. Beach is the place to be.